You heard it, man. We're back. Guess who's back?
We're back, good again.
Nice. Yeah, we're back. We got the new soundboard up. It sounded good. New sections that we're going to be testing out.
Season 2.
Mm-hmm. Season 2. That's right. Box set of Season 1.
A Squad 2.0.
Get the box set of Comic-Con. We're going to be a Comic-Con, folks. I mean, they're going to be slinging comics, but...
We're going to sing in some A-Squad gear, too. We're going to get some shirts, hats made up.
Right. Stop by and get some free shit.
Take a test.
Take a test. That's how you're going to get the free shit. You got to work for it. You got to work for it, fam. Right now, we normally start off with the news. Everybody knows that. Or what we're playing now.
Yeah.
I'm all jazzed up, man.
I can see. You look excited.
But
there's background music. It's like we're in a video game.
I wanted everyone to get to know us a little better. So we're going to enter our names. That's normally what we do for the guests, but we're going to enter our names this week. So right now, here we go.
Please enter your name.
Me first.
Rise like Phoenix.
Well, everybody, my real name's Dan Pilkar. I go by Rise Like Phoenix on everything I own. I'm from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I moved up to New York when I was 15. I met these clowns. I grew up playing arcade games. That was my system. The first system I got was the Sega Genesis, and then I went back and got the Nintendo because I had a lot of fun doing it. And now that I'm a big boy, I play everything. If you want to know a little something more about me, favorite series, I'm going back and forth on it, even though I have it written down. Favorite series is Arkham games. The Arkham games.
That's like you're looking at it, bro.
I know, man.
Why are you looking at me to bail you?
I wanted to throw it out. I was like, I'm sure you guys are going to second guess yourself, too. It's hard to name your favorite series. If I had to choose one, Arkham games. I think they're really well done. I love the fighting. I love comics, as we all do here. You'll see that later in the show. My favorite RPG, I happen to be like the Angel of Death for video games because every single video game that I cherish dies horrible deaths. My favorite RPG is GLaDOS by LucasArts.
The whole company died.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You liked it so hard to kill the company off.
Thank you. Thank you. My favorite fighter is a tie between Marvel Nemesis.
Marvel Nemesis.
I love it.
Didn't they make one game?
Yeah, no, they did.
It wasn't very good.
And it was an awful comic series as well, a tie-in. It was a bomb all around. And War of the Monsters, which was an excellent game, which never got a sequel. I also, my favorite multiplayer experience has got to be Shadowrun, which makes me laugh even saying it. I like anything that... I like
that
anything
goes
innovative.
Away.
I like anything innovative, you know? So
that's one way of putting short-lived.
It was so innovative they couldn't make another.
It was magic and tech. How could that fucking go wrong?
No one played it.
Lots of ways. Right.
They saw like a mech warriors with goblins. They're like, what the fuck is this?
Anyway, if anybody wants to play it, I'll be on all weekend sitting in the lobby by myself, drinking, waiting.
Wondering where everyone is.
Like that kid from South Park who had no Facebook friends.
By the way, I am Rise Like Phoenix on Xbox. That's what I predominantly play. There's spaces between the words, and if you want to hit me up on the friends list, I got enough room. So,
and that's Phoenix, F-E-N-I-X.
F-E-N-I-X, like Marcus. It's a very inspirational name. All right, so that's enough about me, right?
Giant Shock.
All right, well, I guess I'll start it off. My name is Brian Katz. I lived down Long Island my whole life, down the block. Well, same town as Max Barracuda over here. I've been playing games my whole life. Basically, I grew up a rich kid, so every Christmas I got the new system. So I have a lot of Sega CDs, 32Xs,
Pants. Way to let the core gamers identify with you. I grew up a rich kid.
I wasn't.
He was a generous rich kid, as his longtime friend, I can vouch.
He was.
That
he
I
was.
Got all his hand-me-down systems.
I never bragged. I was like, yo, you want to come over and play?
He was very charitable. Charitable rich.
I always had all the multi-taps.
I wouldn't have had a Dreamcast if it wasn't for you.
If you go systems that died, man, that was my favorite system that died. I love the Dreamcast. That was a great system.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite fighter, like you said, was Street Fighter 2. But I mean, I don't want to be lame, so my secondary fear of fire is Killer Instinct. And I just, it was just kind of cool just how it was, you know, like the animation was a lot different, the fighting style was a lot different than Street Fighter. Street Fighter was more, you know, it was innovative at the time, but then eventually, you know, after Street Fighter 2 came out like 5-6 times, it got a little old.
Mm-hmm. They're doing that with the new ones, too. Yeah. I think Street Fighter 4, Nitro or Turbo or Ultra. Right.
Since I don't play any RPGs, I might as well just be the only guy who's going to throw out sports games. And I love FIFA 13 is the best sports game I've ever played. I mean, it's just a simulation, but again, I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. Was there any other questions that I had to answer?
A favorite game series?
I mean, for the gameplay and partially for the story is Gears of War, man. I never had more fun playing through a game at the story mode. Not even just multiplayer is another great experience too, but the story mode I thought was the funnest story mode. Not necessarily the best story, but it was good enough that it went so well with the great gameplay of it.
Well, you gotta know I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Move to the next.
Max Barracuda.
God, I love that.
Nice.
Cuda.
I am Max Barracuda, a.k.a. Pete Berg. You may know me from the Painted Black podcast. Grew up.
You may not.
You may not.
Or you may not.
If you listen to this, maybe you'll listen to that. If not, you should. Over. You should. Grew up here in sunny Melville, New York, Long Island. Grew up mainly a Nintendo kid. Got my start with the NES. Moved on Super Nintendo, GameCube, N64, not in that order. Only recently did I delve, since Xbox, I think I started flipping over to the other systems. But let's see, favorite series of all time. There's only one series that I constantly run out and buy every time it comes out. That's Zelda. That's from the Nintendo roots. Fighting game, that would have to be Street Fighter. Not to be cliche, but come on, how many hours did we log?
What's your second favorite?
Second favorite would probably be, I do play all the Mortal Kombats. Every single Mortal Kombat, no matter how bad they are.
Mortal Kombat versus DC?
Yeah.
Shame on you.
I played the shit out of that.
Come from Nemesis, man.
Yeah, Marvel Nemesis.
Shame on you.
Yeah, shame on me. More specifically, since you bring that up, Marvel versus Capcom has always had a soft spot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love them. You know, X-Men.
Children of the Atom.
Children of the Atom was fine.
That's one with Omega Red, right?
Soft spot, yeah.
That was a really fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite RPG. I'm a sucker for like 16-bit RPGs, so I always go back to that whole run of Chrono Trigger, Secret of Mana, any one of those. Mm-hmm. I will play the Earthbound. I'll play any one of those. What else? What am I missing?
I think that's pretty much it, unless you want to throw a little something else in there. Favorite multiplayer.
Favorite multiplayer experience. That's easy. Halo LAN parties back in the day.
Oh, that's cheating.
Running wires from one room to the next.
We love that.
Being able to run into the next room when you win and taunt. I miss the face-to-face. That's what multiplayer is missing nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be coming back with this new Xbox One.
Yeah. And I don't play multiplayer, but you can find me on Max Barracuda. One word.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
You won't answer because you don't play, but
right.
I'm
online all the time.
I might play in some Soul Calibur, another fighting game. I
play a lot of stuff. I really have a soft spot for all the superhero video games, though, even the bad ones, except for the Superman ones.
Those were all
Superman 64 could be the worst game ever.
Yeah, I also forgot. Not only am I the angel of death with games, but I am with systems because I always chose wrong. I chose the Genesis over the Super Nintendo.
That wasn't that big of a difference.
No, back then you could make that leap.
Right.
It wasn't that big.
I love the underdog, man. I went for that. Then I went for the PlayStation over the N64. In my personal opinion, now that I'm older, N64 was the better system.
It had GoldenEye.
Yeah, but again, that's comparable, too. They both were really good.
All right, well, how about this one? I was like, you know what? I'm not getting burned by not going with Nintendo again. I'm getting that GameCube.
GameCube instead of the Xbox, the PS2 was a mistake. Right. That was a mistake.
Right. And then about 4 years after that came out, I went back and bought everything.
Yeah. Why would you want to play Halo when you could play Luigi's Mansion?
I don't know.
Oh, no, this game is scary without the Mario.
This game, it's a no good.
All right, so that's enough about the past. Hopefully everyone got a little feel of where we're coming at from as gamers. What are you guys playing right now, though?
I just finished Deadpool.
Whoop, whoop. Me too.
Nice.
It was, I got to say, if you want to, like, the gameplay itself... It's fun, but it's more fun because of the character.
It's not the best game. When it comes to gameplay, it's kind of weak.
It's fun.
It's all right.
It's very repetitive.
Nothing you haven't seen before, and you're fighting the same five enemies all
Was
the time?
It written by a professional writer?
I'm not sure who wrote it, to be completely honest.
It was
or rather
hilarious.
A Marvel writer?
It was hilarious, dude.
It's got to be the funniest game I've ever played.
I love, even like one of the, eventually introduces you to a new like bad guy to fight, and it's, you know, since you're dealing with all the clones of Sinister, you have to fight a million Gambit to go, mon ami, and blow up.
mon ami.
Is it comparable to Splatterhouse? Splatterhouse was pretty funny.
This one, it's Deadpool, so it's very dirty. It's okay. Very violent. Extremely violent.
Yeah. Welcome to Splatterhouse.
Lots of titty jokes. And he's constantly breaking the fourth wall, and like when something happens, he'll like bust out the game script and start flipping through it.
I love that.
In fact, early in the game, in the first level, it's not even a level, you're just in Deadpool's apartment. You can, you know, dick with all his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite moments is he actually calls the voice actor Nolan North and like shit talks him over the phone.
Nolan North?
Yeah.
He's a good one.
It's my favorite great. Part, right off the bat. Right, Deadpool gets up. He's like, "We're not gonna be like one of those games that give you free achievements." It's like, boom, the first one's free. It's like, well, okay, maybe we'll be. It's like, but you're not gonna get all these achievements all willy nilly. It's like, boom,
yeah,
and the second
gonna,
one.
It's not gonna be like, it's not gonna be like Avatar, where Avatar had like,
yeah,
just
like
returning it on.
No, but he's talking to you.
Yeah, the first.
I'm not saying that he's saying.
Right.
The first
right.
two achievements are the first one's free, and so is the second.
Yeah,
nice.
And then you just dick around his apartment for half an hour.
Were you getting achievements for the most ridiculous shit, too? Like
slapping Wolverine.
Slapping Wolverine. Winning a fight wearing a pirate hat.
Yeah, I got that one. It was a play with all Deadpool's junk.
Yeah.
The achievements, like besides being the levels, were all ridiculous.
I can seriously play that game three more times. Still laugh my ass off.
One of my I was laughing hysterically when the bad guys in the game are Sinister and what were those guys called?
The Marauders.
The Marauders. He's like, the Marauders? Why do I get the D level villains in my game? Right? And he's shit talking the one that has electricity or something like that. Not the girl who was like Vertigo, but the other one.
The Nasty Boys?
No, not the Nasty Boys. It's the Marauders.
Vertigo's
the underground,
one of the Nasty Boys.
She's a Marauder, underground mutants. They live in the sewer.
The Morlocks?
The Marauders were the ones that killed the Morlocks.
All right, we're done with this.
But anyway,
do you want to talk comics or video games here?
But anyway,
both.
That chick's, he's just like, she's talking shit to him, and he's not like responding to what she's saying. He's just like, yo, baby, get with Deadpool, and I'll make you a B-level villain. Right? Remember, was it, I don't know, they fall through a pit, and they get fucking killed, but Deadpool can't die. And he wake up to see like the girl skewer on a pole, and he just takes his two fingers by her titties. He's like, he starts squeezing them.
You know, not to harp on it too. My favorite scene is when you sneak up on the two guys taking a piss.
Slap him in the ass.
Slap him in the ass, and you take the middle urinal, and then you just constantly ripping on the guy's junk. Like nice. Deadpool keeps peeking, and he's like, tiny. Like to you.
Yo, that goes on for like 20 minutes. If you let it go, he'll talk shit for like 20 minutes.
No, I left him there and then went and made dinner and just laughed the whole time.
Nice. And then when he's taking a piss in his room, he gets like a little like censored black screen. He's like, this isn't big enough. And he like makes it like eight times the size. Like, that's about right.
All
right,
so it's Leisure Suit Deadpool? Is that?
It's, yeah, except with a lot more chopping off faces.
Okay. I mean, it sounds good. Is that what you're playing this week too, Max?
Well, I beat that.
Was it, as far as Deadpool goes, the one last thing I really did like was since you re-energize the whole time, right? It's like
you have the healing factor.
Yeah, the healing factor. It's like you don't really know if you're taking damage or that, but you could see Deadpool's like suit start ripping off. So I thought that was cool, like visually.
I love that.
As you're
they
fighting
do that in the Batman game.
Yeah, and if you die, he pops on screen and makes a quip. And you see the state of him, like his costume torn up and
he's all toe up.
My favorite was I got killed the fuck out of him in one of the boss fights, and he pops up and he's just got a big gaping hole in his chest. Like, just got blown right through by a missile. And he's just like, don't do that again.
Nice.
Great. But I also ran through Dead Space 2 real quick. I hadn't played that one. Great game. A lot of fun. Good gore in that one, too. And Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Been logging some hours on that. It's the weirdest game I think I've ever played.
Is that the one where they have two different ones? They have Street Fighter Tekken, and then they were supposed to come out with Tekken Street Fighter, and it was supposed to be made by the guys who made Tekken.
Yeah.
But Street Fighter Tekken did so poorly
that they didn't bother.
Right.
You know why? Because it's the most bizarre fucking game.
Half the people talk Japanese, and like Guile talks Japanese, but then half the...
All the Street Fighters talk Japanese. Half of the Tekken characters speak English. It's bizarre. And the endings are... The whole reason I'm playing, they're the weirdest fucking things I've ever seen. You get to this Pandora's box, and it's different for everybody. What opens
the random thing?
It's just random.
No, I'm saying like that's how you pick random, that little box.
Yeah. Yeah. But like when you get there, you're like you do it in teams. You know, each team has a different storyline. So you do like Zangief and Rufus. They were the funniest, you know, big giant Zangief and fat Rufus. And you get to the box, and then it like zaps you, and you both end up as male models.
Nice.
Like when you're there as Guile, you get the planet gets invaded by bears and clown costumes. Like I don't know who wrote this game, but they're fucking on something.
I also was
the Japanese wrote the game.
That explains it.
I was also playing The Last of Us.
Okay.
I gotta say, this is less of a game, more of a movie. Man, it's pretty cinematic. It's fucking awesome. Again, was it the guy North?
No, it's not Nolan North. We're gonna get to who it is.
No, that is Nolan North.
Troy Baker.
He's the guy who does Uncharted.
No, Nolan North is the guy who does Uncharted.
Yeah, this is the same guy.
No, it's not. I'm looking at you think the IMDb page right here.
It's not.
Troy Baker plays Joel.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because he's also in the other biggest game of the year, BioShock.
Mm-hmm.
He plays Booker.
He plays Booker DeWitt.
Not Booker T.
Anyway, just so people can figure it out, if you haven't figured it out by now, we are not a large video game corporation, so a lot of times with what we're playing, it might be a little dated.
Yeah.
We go back and jobs. Play a ton of shit, so we don't actually get paid. Like if you listen to the Igin stuff, where they are playing current games, we shell out the money if we can.
We're working, man.
Mm-hmm. I probably play more downloadable games than anything else. I mean, next week I am definitely picking up Saints Row, the new one.
Oh yeah,
that came out already.
It's coming out next week.
It looks ridiculous.
No, I pick up games when I want them immediately, but yeah, it's.
I pick up the games. I just don't have the time to play them all.
Yeah.
Right.
I still have like a couple games hanging out that I haven't gotten to yet.
Well, you got to make the time, homie.
Yeah, I was playing Deadpool.
It's your podcast job now.
Got to take a break from FIFA.
Yep. That being said, about playing old games, I'm just beat Toe General, Pentagon, Punkatron. I've been replaying the series just because I love it.
You only got three games, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to put the background song back on for that?
Yeah, if you guys are feeling it, then I'm feeling it. I'll listen to it in my car on the way home.
Put us in the mood.
Anyway, I do love these games. We're going to go into it one day for the old school game, but I love them. I always like them. I'm also playing a couple other games. I'm really working up this Emperor Zod, and I want to be good with him so bad. In Injustice? Yeah.
You know good?
No, he's great. I'm not great with his particular fighting style. He's got this real lax fighting style. Like he keeps his hands behind his back, and he'll kind of stroll up to you, and he'll whip that punch out like a viper. He reminds me a lot of the old man from Kill Bill.
Oh, the sensei type?
Yeah, just that movement type, and it's just he's incredible when I get my ass beat online, but I'm not beating ass online, which is my problem. That's a game I'm playing right now, Injustice, as always.
So same game for the past like 3 months.
That shit came out in like March.
That game's awesome though. You can't knock that.
I gotta beat. It's like I'm Ash Ketchum. I have to beat them all. Like.
And you ripping on Mortal Kombat versus DCU? You wouldn't have Injustice if it wasn't for
Mortal Kombat versus DCU is so
it's the forefather
much
of Injustice.
Lower than Injustice.
Yeah, but respect the roots. That's all I'm saying.
Respect the roots. Maybe I'll respect
it's
the
a good band.
Comics.
Can't complain.
Yeah, they're all right.
Oh, yeah.
And Questlove.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's what we're playing right now. I think we're going to go into the news. Does anyone feel like a little news?
I feel like some news.
All right, we've missed a lot since the last time that we had.
Back in season one.
Right, since season one went down. But I'm going to skip all of that. I'm going to go into just shit I want to talk about, which is predominantly comic book games. There was an explosion of comic book games at the E3.
Yep.
And I would love to talk about it. And at Comic-Con San Francisco.
Love to.
Especially, like I said, my favorite series, Arkham Origins.
You excited?
Ah, dude.
It's around the corner.
There's a lot of stuff I'm excited about. A lot of things I think they did.
Will that come out in November?
Yeah, right around the holidays.
Yeah. A lot of stuff that I'm excited about. I was a little bummed out to hear Kevin Conroy's not coming back as Batman.
I have a news story here that it's a quote that Kevin Conroy said, is that he's not Batman, but he is, quote, involved with the franchise in some capacity.
Yes, yeah,
meaning
yeah.
Perhaps he's playing older Batman. Maybe he's telling the story of this night. He's
maybe
a narrator of some sort.
This is Origins, right? So it's
yeah,
like,
it's a prequel. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a totally different voice actor. It's Roger Craig Smith.
Yep.
Who he also plays. He plays a bunch.
You'd probably know him best as Ezio from Assassin's Creed 2.
Ezio. That's what I did. But
he's also Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's also.
Did he fucking make a noise?
Yeah, he talks in the later games.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's also Chris Redfield in Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm. This guy.
So you know him by his help.
Why do I only have a knife?
I actually have a clip of his voice right here for people to. I want everyone. I just took little pieces of gameplay because they didn't really have a real big soliloquy online for me to take. But I want everyone to hear what I hear. This last one, I swear to God, he sounds like Walt from Breaking Bad.
Okay.
But here's a clip.
By my count, there are still 9 more ribs I can break. Copperhead, what did you do to me?
That last one, that was Walt, right?
He does have the
breaking. First one was Mike from Breaking Bad.
I know, I know. It's a very brave. I mean, the Joker, on the other hand, I was really bummed out to hear that it wasn't Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
I love
that.
Well,
he said
Joker.
He was taking like a siesta.
The guy's doing Star Wars 7. Give him a break.
He's definitely doing Star Wars.
Star Wars 7 is going to be pretty old.
He is. He's playing old Luke Skywalker. Well,
it's about the kids. If you follow the book series, it was about the kids.
Man, Luke.
Also,
the Force is not with you anymore.
Where'd the Force go, Luke? No, but anyway, I was kind of bummed out about it, and then I was further bummed out about it when the new actor, Troy Baker, came out and said that he's going to do his own thing, because I don't mind it when they go off of the... Like, off the path of that Mark Hamill voice, and they, like, when, what's his name?
John DiMaggio.
Yeah.
Red Hood.
When he did the like, darker voice for Red Hood.
The gruff.
But I wanted them to keep the symmetry in the game. But then I heard this guy's voice.
You watch the gameplay trailer.
Yeah, the guy's totally full of crap.
He's totally knocking off Hamill.
He's totally knocking off Hamill. I got the clip here. This was a really amazing scene that I saw. Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to make it louder.
Christmas Eve. How about this one?
This is definitely Mark Hamill.
How many lives did you just take?
That's from the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely ripped up the same style as like...
That's
because when
DiMaggio,
did it, he... You sound like kind of like Bender, you know, like it definitely.
But he sounds like Marcus Fenix or Bender or all the other
like
characters.
Doing
he
a Joker. It was more slow. It wasn't like super like high pitched yeah. and like high and.
Well, you know, as a prequel, what they're going for is younger sounding versions of the same voice, so
and it sounds great. I love it.
He had to do a Hamill.
Did you? I don't care that he copied
and he did
him,
great. But he came out and said he wasn't going to copy him, which is fine. I again, I prefer the copy, but
it's totally different. Trust me.
If you go and look at this trailer, it's him and Bane, and they both look younger, man. They look like big young studs, man. I love it.
You talking Joker or Bane?
Yeah, Joker and Bane.
Okay. Oh, that's right. They had Bane in there.
Yeah, Bane and Joker have a trailer where they're working together, and it really up until now, I've only seen like the human villains, like Deathstroke,
Deadshot, Joker.
Deadshot. Well, no, I'm saying, and the new one, Copperhead, that they invented just for this game, Copperhead being one of the super lamer villains of the DC Universe, and he wore this giant snake outfit, and he was it was pretty whack.
Great getup.
But now they made him a her, and she looks kind of like the Black Canary from TV, like from the Arrow
show.
Yeah. She's got her hair chopped
PC,
off.
So you don't know.
She's got her hair chopped off. She's got the little black around her eyes.
They gave her short hair?
They did. Her name's Copperhead.
It's one of the sexiest costumes in comics.
It's not the Black Canary, though. It's Copperhead. New one. And
you said it was sort of like that.
Right. It does look sort of like that. But the only problem that I had with it, with the game, the way it was shaping up, is A, I want to see all the old villains. And,
of course.
And I saw a map of a Penguin board, so I'm happy the Penguin's in it. I'm really excited Joker's in it, of course.
A Penguin... You can do better than Penguin.
I heard Zirconi.
Is Nolan North doing Penguin again? Do we know that?
Yes.
Okay, good. I liked it. He did gave him a Cockney accent.
Yeah, I like that. But in the old games, I really, really liked it when he fought a super-powered villain. Like, I liked it when he fought Solomon Grundy. I loved it when he fought, like, Ivy.
Yeah.
Bane. Croc. I want to fight Croc again. And yeah, the second Croc one, I didn't get to fight back. Croc.
I want to see Superman in there.
How cool. Or a Superman villain. But at first, I was just looking at it. I mean, Batman's whole deal is that he's a human and he's peak human and he can fight. And they're throwing like 8 people who it's the same deal. Like, they're human and they can fight. And like, all right.
Do we have to sit through Calendar Man again?
Nah, I hope not. I don't think so.
Well, aren't all of Batman's villains like pretty much human?
For the most part.
Yeah, but then you got your Clayface, your Poison Ivy.
He's still a dude. Like,
Clayface
has powers. Clayface is not a dude.
Poison Ivy has powers.
Yeah, all right.
We're saying it's like who they showed is like Black Mask. He doesn't have any powers. Black Mask is just a gangster. Joker's Joker. You know, nothing superpowered about him.
Right. Well, the whole premise of the game looks sick. I got a clip of the premise right now explaining to it.
Boss has got the biggest assassins there is here in Gotham.
It's nice to see Cyborg from the Teen Titans get some more work.
He mad as hell. Wants the bat deader than dead. I ain't never seen Black Mask like this.
So that's the premise. He's got about 8 assassins going after Batman on Christmas Eve. In the earlier podcast, we talked a little about it. We were afraid that there was going to be... I thought it was going to be a cop-out saying that it's Christmas Eve and it's snowing out, so there's going to be no...
people on the streets.
No people on the streets. But they assured me that there are, and that not only that, but there are going to be run-around, off-the-cuff missions. In the second game, you ran into, like, for some reason, like, the political prisoner that was getting beat up every once in a while.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of that. You're going to get robberies.
Like in the Spider-Man games. Like right. The movie games that came out a few years back.
Which we were laughing about, saying that they're never going to do that, but...
Well, because those got ridiculous. It was like, stop this mugger.
Save the balloon was
get
ridiculous.
This kid's balloon.
Right.
Really?
Those ones are silly, but...
They did that because of the movie.
I know, but when you do it 30 times an hour...
Oh, they did it more than once?
When it's achievement that you have to do it, like, 30 times? Yeah. But there's going to be muggings and...
It was just like, I got to stop heading to the quest that I'm going to.
And run up a building
to get a balloon.
Right. But I love those games, too. But yeah, I'm excited to hear that there's going to be little side missions and that it's going to work up your abilities and stuff. New weapon, the grapple hook or the grapple fight or whatever.
Oh, you're talking about the batarang that shoots another batarang?
Not really excited about it.
Really? I thought it looked cool.
Nah.
Basically what it is, if you throw a batarang at a dude, before it hits the guy, it shoots off into 2 parts and wraps around another dude and then contracts. So pretty much
But you aim it, so you can aim the second part in the point of view that we're used to. They had the point of view throwing into other stuff, like a fire hydrant and pull the guy into fire hydrant or a vase and have the vase come and smash him in the face.
That sounds cool.
It's really cool looking to me.
But I saw the gameplay. I don't know about anyone else. I play it on the hardest value.
Yeah.
It seemed... I don't know if it was being played on the easiest when I saw it, but these guys were getting knocked out like nothing with that.
Well, you're not going to get that from the get-go. That's a later gadget that you're going to have to earn.
Well, I hope it doesn't work
then
as
you
well
gotta,
for me. On
then
the hard
you
got to
upgrade it. They made it clear that it wasn't like you get this ultimate weapon right off the bat.
They also said that if you're not able to aim it, like if you just don't have the motor skills, it'll just if you just leave it be, it'll attach to the closest thing possible. I don't really like that. Like I have motor skills. Maybe it won't do that though in hard mode. We're gonna have
it's
to see.
It's possible. I personally think you're gonna have to level it up to even get to that point. So you're gonna have to work hard to even get this cool weapon.
Right. There's a new villain, which is an armored villain that you actually have to rip off the armor to defeat him.
Do we have a name for this guy?
No, the armored thug one. Armored I don't know.
Thug. This is just a thug dude.
It's just a thug dude. Right. But there's another thug that I'm interested in that can counter Batman's moves. All of them.
Oh, interesting.
So
that seems like it's annoying.
No, it's going to be every once in a while you run into a thug who's done a little bit of martial arts too, and he just doesn't get his ass kicked as bad.
He can
kind
of hold his own against.
Yeah.
That'll make it more interesting when you're trying to string together a combo.
Right. I'm into it. Yeah, he'll totally stop a combo. Unless maybe you throw like that.
But you're probably going to have to rethink your strategy when you see one of those dudes roll up.
Mm-hmm. So, and they're probably going to dump a couple of weapons, too. Like, that freeze grenade was a little too easy for me last time.
Yeah, I didn't care for that one the most.
Mm-hmm.
I personally like the new thing they brought in, and I hope they keep most of the old gadgets.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I also wanted to talk about, and keep it on the same thread, because, again, we all do love comic books around here, the new DC Scribblenauts game, Scribblenauts Unmasked.
That sounds so cool.
It does. It does sound cool. And it's only for Windows and Wii U and DS, so good on the Wii U.
Wii U's making a resurgence.
I'll be buying it for Wii U. This will be my first Wii U purchase.
Nintendo's stock has actually jumped a few points. And they say mainly it's because of the 3DS and a couple of key announcements for the 3DS, but it's good to see them having a dog in the fight.
I thought the Wii U is really going to hit a wall when the Xbox One comes out, and in the Battlefield preview that we saw, the guy was using an iPad. So if I can hook my iPad up to the Xbox One,
not going
to
happen.
But that's their whole deal.
But that's an Apple product with a Microsoft.
But they were
doing
it in the demo.
Make it Bluetooth.
It in the demo.
I hope so. I hope
sometimes you just gotta.
I hope you don't
have
to buy a Microsoft tablet to play with the Xbox.
Yeah, but I think there'd just be any Bluetooth a tablet.
I think that they're going to allow it.
Because regardless, let's just say that in their minds, it's 50-50, like Windows and Apple. Like, you're going to alienate half the audience regardless? When close to that.
I don't think they're going to allow themselves to do that because they've been in such a dogfight with the PS4 right now. That they're not, because PS4 would just open the window to any Bluetooth, because I don't think Sony even has a tablet at this point, do they?
Well, yeah, PS4 doesn't have like a tablet in the fight, so they don't care.
Right, so they would allow the Apple, yeah. So I think Xbox is going to have
Xbox.
I hope so.
Just keep their video games separate from their computer company. Like, they should be like, whatever, right. It's adaptable to any Bluetooth device.
Well, regardless of whether they do or they don't, Wii U's whole deal is that tablet. And these systems are going to work with tablets now.
Yeah.
So they really need to push out some games. So it's good to see the Scribblenauts is going to be on Wii U. I'm definitely
going to
get it.
Works well for the Wii U.
Yeah.
Worked well for the DS, how I played the original Scribblenauts.
Mm-hmm. That's how I played the original. I never got it on the Wii.
I mean, they may be, like, their stock may be bumping up now, but do they have anything in the foreseeable future that's going to help them compete against the PS4 or the Xbox
game,
One?
The biggest release was probably... announcement was probably the new Smash Brothers.
All right, but granted, this is
their franchise. We're
this should be
Nintendo.
This is should be well when the system hits the stride about a year after it releases. And besides Scribblenauts,
they're finally starting to announce games.
Yeah, but that's again a fault of the company where they should have had them out at this point.
Well, they don't. Nintendo historically over the past couple consoles has not made the most money on their consoles, on their home consoles. They make the most money.
On their plastic?
They make the most money on their handhelds.
Yeah, they were never in the running against regular
64
Xbox. I'm saying in the past console cycle. So the Wii was never as good a performer as, say, the DS. The DS makes a ton of money.
I'm not disrespecting the DS,
that's what's
though.
Been keeping the Nintendo afloat for most of the time is these handheld systems.
I'm not respecting their handhelds. They own the handheld market.
Well, anyway, back to Scribblenauts, just real fast, and then we are going to talk about the Wii a little bit. I had a little Wii conversation going on. We'll get into the Wii. The publisher Fifth Cell says that there's going to be around 2,000 different characters in total in Scribblenauts.
Awesome.
Anybody you can think of, Geoff Johns himself. For people who don't know him, he's a big wig. Let's just say that it's like the equivalent of Stan Lee for DC at this point.
Geoff Johns.
You don't think so?
But Jeff Loeb, but I might have my Jeffs confused.
You do have your Jeffs confused, okay. My friend.
No, it's Jeff Loeb does the TV stuff. My bad. I'm sorry.
Anyway, Geoff Johns is like a pretty big deal over at DC. He did a little preview of how to make your own character in Scribblenauts.
Oh, that's cool. Are you still going to be the little kid, first of all?
You can. The main story is going to be Maxwell. And
you summon
just so people
want.
Know, Maxwell is this kid who has the ability to manifest anything on his magical notepad he wants. And they'll give you a board, and they'll give you a problem in Scribblenauts. They'll say, get to the roof or whatever, and you can do a ladder. You can do magical flying underpants. You
so
can do
here's,
anything
here's
you want.
The downside of this game. Mm-hmm. Give me a scenario.
Oh, no, I'm not going
to
do that.
Okay. So here's the answer to every scenario.
Superman.
Superman.
No. I saw one preview where it's just, it almost seems like it's going to be like a fun game for DC trivia, because it said a key is in a block of ice and you have to summon three heroes who can melt it.
Okay.
That's fun for DC.
Like the Human Torch, the Marvel character.
Firestorm.
Pyro.
Also Marvel.
I know. I can only name DC?
It's DC Scribble.
Like Superman, fucking the Green Lantern.
Heat Vision. Done.
Green Lantern, he could fucking melt that shit, right? Anything?
I don't think so.
He could smash it.
Green
with
fire, bitch.
Green
what?
Hammer.
No, I think it's gonna be a melty thing. I saw it.
You probably gotta go obscure. You could probably be like, I need a.
You don't even have to go obscure.
I need
Batman.
I need Firestorm and Cyborg.
Yo, Batman.
I would just cheat at that point. And be Superman, Superboy, and Supergirl.
Yeah, Kryptonians.
Oh, yo, Batman, bro. He has fucking a Ferris wheel reversal spray. Like I'm sure he had something to melt something.
I don't know if that's going to be a feature in the game.
It's funny that you mentioned Batman. Batman has you can also get different skins for the characters or different models, and Batman has the most, having 33 different Batmans you can summon.
So is that going to be something that you have to unlock, or is that just
no, right off the bat?
So I could type in Dark Knight Returns Batman, and
yes,
it'll be old Batman,
animated series Batman,
Batman Beyond,
Silver Age Batman,
Adam West Batman,
Batman,
I'm
making
sure.
Some eggs.
Actually, they said that anything with TV or movies is probably going to be off limits due to licensing. But Batman Year One, Batman Year 100, Zombie Batman.
Oh, cool! Dracula Batman. I like it. Oh,
I love it.
I think that's so
the
cool.
Only thing that
I'm
they,
just going to be typing in different Batman.
I know. Time. Well, that's what the game always was. It was always just me trying to stump
I don't think
it.
I did more than three missions.
Right.
I just
right.
typed in random.
I things. Beat it, but anyway, the only thing that they nerfed was new Joker 52.
The faceless Joker.
Yeah.
Where he got his face cut off, right?
He got his face cut off. That could be a bit much.
He got his face
game.
Cut off, and he's got it stretched across. So when you ask for Joker new 52, it's a blank face Joker.
That's right. It's a kid's game.
Yeah.
You don't want a guy with no skin on his face.
I said there's literally hundreds of the
a serial killer with no face.
Yeah. There's literally hundreds of the Lantern Corps, though.
Actually, the Joker is not a serial killer. A serial killer has rhyme and reason to their killing.
Okay, don't try to educate me on the joke. Alright?
Yeah. You're just gonna
a psychopath.
He kills indiscriminately.
A psychopathic murderer with no face.
There we go.
Right. Alright, so I'm just saying, it looks like a ton of fun for comic book. Yeah.
I'm going to spend a lot of time just pulling out Green Lantern characters.
I'm going to try and stump it. Yeah. I'm going to try like Hush, and then maybe like,
they'll have Hush.
They'll definitely have Hush, but I'll try different versions.
No, I'm talking
of Hush,
about
maybe.
Like get that Green Lantern that's a chipmunk whose name is.
Well, you can't
me.
Type chipmunk.
Green Lantern. I mean, we'll of course look up the name first.
No, looking up is cheating. Don't do that.
I'll just read a comic book. I have 100 of them.
I guarantee you it's just going to be fun. It's going to be like 10 Batmans. We have 10 Jokers. You gotta fight 10 Batmans.
I would love that.
Right, me too. And I would just be sitting there trying to think, like, Black Lantern Batman.
Emperor Joker. Get a lot of Emperor Jokers helping out.
That's gonna be fun. Alright, well, anyway, that game looks fun.
Yeah, it is.
And it's gonna give the Wii U a little bit of life. Which got me thinking, does anyone else have a game that might actually breathe a little life into the Wii U?
Mm-hmm.
Me first, I think they need a Pokemon game.
Absolutely.
Why not?
100%.
Right. Start tossing them out on all over the... Making Pokemon rain from your now, little...
They like
the
using the Pokemon for their handheld systems, A, because they're huge sellers, and B, the connectivity is really good.
I always liked the stadium game.
Stadium like games played off of your Game Boy title, though.
Right, or you could just play them without it.
I would personally love one that your moves are set up on the Wii U pad. And
mm-hmm.
You actually just do tournament battles.
Yeah, you don't have to fling it or anything like that. Your Pokemon are all set up on the top there. I don't know why I haven't even seen one in development yet, but
they've always been really weird about their Pokemon, how they handle Pokemon. Even if it's like their biggest selling game.
They've been weird about their game with 700 different monsters? That's weird.
Well, if you just want to get people to play that shit, just get Candy Crush.
Fuck that game.
I'm the same. Link it up to your Facebook and then
fuck that game and
they'll
fuck
sell
all the people
a million copies of it.
Bug me 9 times a day to give them lives.
I was saying they'll bump sales if they put Candy Crush on this shit. And then the second one, if you get like a really cool wrestling game where like you could like you know with the Wii, if you still have the Wii mote with the nunchucks and shit,
mm-hmm.
with that, if you get to use that with a little screen and like literally grapple people and throw them around, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, but I think they have that for the Wii regular.
It doesn't work like that at all.
It's, I know, but I doubt it works like that on the Wii. It would work.
But now you got a whole other thing to dick around with. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, actually, you just reminded me for some reason. There was a really funny picture I found on Reddit of the prototype. The actual prototype for the Wii U was just a Wii with the controller was just an iPad with two Wiimotes taped to it. Like, literally electrical tape to it.
Dude, that was a joke. That was...
That's not what I heard.
No way.
I did a little research.
I feel see. My problem is with Nintendo, outside of their handhelds, I felt the last system, the Wii, they tried to be innovative. It didn't really catch on. I felt like I felt it lacked a lot from the PS3 and the Xbox. I felt with their new system, while Xbox and PS4 were trying to be innovative and really go to that next level, I felt that the Wii U just
it's
the Wii just with another thing. With
I don't think it has that much to do with. Yeah, it does innovation, but it's really all about capturing that other market, the non-gamer market.
Yeah, they could do that with their handhelds.
That's the rail that they're going for. Even Xbox now is all like, game, no, we're a multimedia experience. We're not just a game system.
That niche is getting a lot smaller nowadays, man. There's very few people who don't game.
But that's inherently there's the problem is you're trying to market to the non-gamers, and then who loses interest right away is the
just do that with your handhelds. Like you know, like you could do this if you put up the Wii. I thought the Wii U was a goddamn handheld system. I had no idea that it came.
Well, this is happening. This is what Xbox walked into. That's the problem. All right, but that
Xbox,
they came across
Xbox
as well.
Was like, okay, people don't like our policies. Fuck it, we'll change it.
No, but I'm saying what their goal was not to be a gaming system per se. It was supposed to be an entertainment one stop. Hence, Xbox One.
Yeah, but no one had a problem with their bells and whistles. They had a problem with their policies.
My point being is just that if you're marketing to non gamers, A, you're going to isolate your gamers, and B, who's going to run out of attention first? It's the non gamers are going to stop giving a shit long before the gamers. So just market to the gamers.
I mean. I don't understand why Nintendo does this anyway. They don't make cars for people who don't have licenses. Like, they don't make... Oh, you don't drive?
Here's it's a huge market.
Here's a huge problem. Just your huge titles, like a Call of Duty or, a Madden, people aren't going to buy it for the motherfucking Wii. It's just no one wants to buy it for the Wii. Like, so, like, you're losing out on so much money just from that, so you could maybe pump money into other projects you have for your, if your other ideas, no one wants to buy their games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nintendo has always survived mainly on tentpoles. Their tentpoles.
Up until 64, Nintendo was the better system.
Yeah, but they still rely mainly on their library of their characters. That's what they got to break away from. To your point, get a Call of Duty and like make it something.
Not that
unique.
I feel like Call of Duty is the best game in the world, but you need to have that on your system.
They do now. They do.
No, but no one's gonna
buy
it. But
you got to make it innovative and utilize what you got, the system that you're getting.
Forget how innovative you make it. No one's gonna play it unless it's online and it has high graphics.
That's what I mean by innovate. Even if it doesn't have the best graphics, if you have a good online and you have a cool functionality with the controller, people might play it.
The thing with the original Wii was the price point was pretty low. This
what, $200 or something?
Yeah, it was about $200.
It was $199 when that shit came out.
Right, and now the Wii U's getting pricey, and it's not... I mean, it was a bargain before.
Yeah.
What's the Wii U cost? It's like $300?
I got mine on the cheap, so I bought mine from a private person.
Well, how much did you pay for it?
I paid $150, but...
How much does it actually cost?
I'm not really sure how much it costs.
He only paid $150.
Right.
So, I mean, as you're saying it's getting pricey. Yeah.
I think it's $400.
$400? The same price as the Xbox One? No one's going to fucking buy that shit.
Same price as PlayStation 4. Xbox One is $500.
Oh, whatever. Then no one's going to buy that shit, though.
Right.
I thought the PlayStation 4 was $300.
$400 and $500.
Oh, whatever. It's all good.
Paying that extra $100 for that Kinect nobody wants.
All right, anyway, Pete, you got one, or Max, you got one for save it?
Right, the Wii U thing. The whole reason we got on this. I said it before, but I always thought it would be a cool idea if you instituted, like, some sort of, and this is not an original thought. I saw this on a Penny Arcade comic, and I thought it would be awesome. But I used to play a little D&D back when I was a kid, and you had, like, the Dungeon Master would make,
oh, yeah, that wouldn't be bad, man.
I would say make the screen, the Dungeon Master, the pad screen.
I feel you,
He makes the map. He puts the monsters in. The rest of the players have to fight it.
It'd be a huge hit in, like, comic book stores. Like,
it would be a tournament.
Yo, dude, I'm looking at this Wii U console, Amazon.com, around $400.
Mm.
Get out of here.
I'll no take way. The PlayStation 4.
There's
please.
No way.
Go home, Amazon. You're drunk.
Yeah.
Not for the Wii U, man. It has no titles. It's not that much different than the Wii.
Right. Well, I actually bought mine from my brother-in-law, who was sitting on it for a while, didn't get any games, and he just jumped.
Have you
gun.
Played it yet?
No.
All right. I'm just asking if the games they have on it are any good. Like,
it was okay. I played the Mario game. He had the Mario game.
I mean, okay, your staple games are going to be Mario, Zelda, Mario. Fucking it's Metroid.
Right. It's the same thing. Well, they don't have Zelda or Metroid yet.
Well, as you get on that, from the first year of your launch from Nintendo, you need your Zelda, you need your fucking Mario,
right.
Metroid. Throw out a Star Fox.
Well, you know what they did
throw
come
out? Throw
out
a Star Fox team, a legitimate
so... would love that.
I
a
would
fucking Star Fox.
I would seek out a real Star Fox game, not the one where he's like fucking walking around, but like
the dinosaur in, planet.
Oh my yeah. God.
No, but the one that you're playing with Pepe and fucking
Slippy and Falco.
Yeah, all those guys. I would seek out. I would find some way to play that because I love the first two. The one on SNES with the what was the chip? The FX chip.
The FX chip.
Yeah, the FX chip. Yeah. And then the one on was it 64?
64 was the next.
Those two are two of the funnest games I've ever played.
Star Fox 64, I think, was the best.
Guess where most of the other Star Fox games went to?
Where?
All handhelds. Mm-hmm. Star Fox Assault.
All right, but again, like you said before, you're kind of alienating your gamer
Completely
gamers.
Completely alienating.
Because a lot of kids have the handhelds. Like more of the adults don't have
those.
They're
saying Nintendo makes so much money off those fucking things that they are denying.
But again,
the
why not cross release? Why not?
I agree 100%.
Or do what a lot of the games are doing, like Injustice right now, where you have a cross game in which the DC they used to do it with Pokemon and Pokemon Stadium, where you get it for the handheld and
you could level up via
it. Certainly it amplifies the experience on
that'd
the Wii
be amazing.
U. I haven't seen it.
Oh, but the thing is with the Pokemon, that's initially a Game Boy game, right?
Yeah, it was.
But originally. Star Fox, it was so good, the first two ones, that I don't know why they never were like, let's revisit this world. Like in actual, like had the gameplay wise too.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been sorely missing Star Fox in my life.
To tell you the truth, they did hit one thing right at E3. They showed a little bit of the new Smash Brothers.
Yes, they did.
And they have a new website for Smash Brothers. Go to the Smash Brothers website. And every week, they release a little bit more about the new game until it comes out, even though they don't have a release date for the new game yet.
You know what's going to be fun? Like the thing is with Nintendo is, like Pete said before, they're leaning on their main titles. Like they're not going to have a problem selling that to people. People love it.
Now, here's the thing I'm curious about with this. Have they announced any new characters other than the initial batch that I was not thrilled with?
Villager from Animal Crossing.
Not thrilled with, even though I love the meme.
Olimar's there.
Olimar?
From The Wire?
From Pikmin.
Olimar, yeah.
I mean, if Olimar from The Wire was there, I'd go buy myself a Wii U.
Michael Chiklis from he's there. That, burning faces.
But Olimar was in the last one.
Yeah, I know.
So he's nothing special.
They said they would
like them. The Wii Fit girl? We don't need the Wii Fit girl.
No. The little dog that runs with you? Let's incorporate Wii Fit.
Oh, the villager looks like a cool new player?
He's so terrifying.
I know.
That it's amazing. If you haven't seen the meme, just look it up. It's all over the place.
No, I haven't seen
it. The villager meme. It's pretty much he's this blank-faced, kind of scary-looking, just happy-looking.
Oh, no, I mean, I know what he looks like.
I'm telling Brian. He's got this, like, big grin and these, like, horrible, wide cartoon eyes, and his two things are, like, a bug net and a wood axe. So you just see this horrible, stone-faced smile coming at you with an axe, and it's just...
I'm not sure if, they've done this, because I didn't play the last one, but why don't you just make, like 8-bit versions of the characters?
They do similar things. They do different versions.
Like remember the first Mario game where he was trying to battle fucking Donkey Kong and shit. Like how he looked.
Jumpman.
Yeah.
Like make that character. Like just Mario, like kind of like second skin more or less. But like it's like that.
I mean, they do second sins, and
not even second skin. I want them to have different moves. I want them to be more like
like the way
Ralph.
they do Link, and then they do Toon Link.
But you know,
where it's two different art styles.
You know how? Not even like that. I want to actually play differently. Obviously, you've seen the movie Wreck-It Ralph.
This is how they do play different.
How
like
the fucking
Pichu and Pikachu or Falco and Star Fox
and Wolf.
Like and was Wolf. It the, like in Wreck-It Ralph? How like all like the girl from the fucking the bug game like moved like very fluently. She's high def.
Yeah.
And Wreck-It Ralph was more like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be cool if like
Mr. Game and Watch.
Mr. Game and Watch. They do that already.
I know you weren't a Smash Brothers dude. I know.
I played the first two. I played the GameCube one and the 64 one.
Yeah, but this is stuff that they've done. They've accomplishes.
Yeah, I mean, they've done it.
Now, going back to what you said earlier, though, 8-bit versions of
eight
each? Bit, I'm bit, in for that. 8-bit
skins,
enough.
I want a
weapon.
Enough for me.
I want a weapon in the game that turns all the other fighters into 8-bit versions that don't have quite the capabilities. That'd
or,
be fun.
Or maybe, well, they have the hammer, but it would have been fun if they would have turned it into 8-bit.
Yeah, like you know, in Mario Kart, when you get a lightning bolt that turns everyone tiny,
mm-hmm.
and then you just plow through.
Well, so, they have that in the
yeah,
Smash
but instead
Bros.
Of that, you get an 8-bit thing. Everybody else turns 8-bit, and they lose a lot of their specials, and then you
It'd
just
be fun.
Run the house on them.
The only thing I got to say about this game that I'm not looking forward to is the games director, Masahiro Sakurai.
Masahiro Yoshi.
Sakuri?
Sakuri.
I'm so bad with it. He said that there's going to be no more epic one-player mashup. You know, the storyline.
I love the Subspace Emissary in the last game.
Yeah, me too. It's not going to be there.
Ah, that's sad.
Honestly,
that's severely hurting my chances of buying this.
He copped out. I think it's a cop-out.
Well, you got to buy a $400 Wii U.
You got to buy it, exactly.
Yeah. But he came out and said that too many people downloaded the saw it on YouTube, and he got all butthurt about it, I guess.
Who cares? The fun was in playing it.
Dude, he said it takes too much for... Like, he wants people to play it and see it first. I played it and saw it first. I didn't even think to look it up on YouTube.
Look, man, it is a different world we live in, man. The internet is just... You're gonna, like, people are gonna just jump to things. Like,
he
can't help
that. He comes up to me sounding lazy. He also said not everybody's gonna make it back because they have to fit in room for more characters.
So who did they mention who they're chopping?
No.
Because I got some suggestions.
Well, I mean, everybody's got some suggestions, but the only problem with...
Just not Kirby.
With it, for me...
Get rid of those ice climbers, for fuck's sake. Nobody likes them.
I personally think that they would get rid of the secondary characters first, like Young Link or Pichu.
You sure. know what would actually be kind of cool? Like, I know I'm going stupid 8-bit again, but, like, throw in a bunch of games that... I'm not positive that they even have homes, like Two Bad Dudes or Bubble Bobble or fucking...
Pitfall Harry.
Yeah, just throw in those characters that
yeah,
no one's seen since
owns.
The 80s.
I mean, that gets complicated with the ownership
rights.
And the rights.
But I'm sure people are... Like, I'm sure the owners of those games are, like... If they get the call, like, hey, we'll give you $100,000 to use Two Bad Dudes.
Well,
okay.
That, it could have got rolled into another company buying it.
Wait, like, Bad Dudes? What's that?
Yeah, Bad
we
Dudes.
Own that?
Capcom could own that and just...
But I'm saying, like, the entities aren't worth anything.
I know they've been trying for most of the years trying to get Mega Man.
We did neglect that they did add Mega Man.
Right. Right.
You know what's funny?
That's
but they've been trying for years, like I said.
That's a huge get. That's a
I heard that he was going to be in the first Wii one.
Well... He's finally making it into this version.
That's great.
Great.
I definitely think they should look towards the 90s and the 80s for, like, just not even Nintendo characters, more or less, but just some entities that they can possibly just acquire. Like, and
yeah,
and,
well, I mean, Nintendo at this point with me is synonymous with the 80s and 90s at this point. I can't really think of
anything. Because they didn't do anything in the last decade.
Right.
Nothing new. So a lot of recycling.
All the best games they had were their games that they were...
Recycling characters.
Yeah, not a bad idea you got there. All right. Anyway, anything else? Anybody want to cover anything else in the news? Superhero games, probably.
Deadpool's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft went back on their whole thing.
I mean, that's we covered that, brother.
The superhero thing.
The superhero thing?
We've been talking about superhero games. You didn't know.
I said Microsoft went back on all the policies.
Yeah, don't talk to us we're dumb.
Yeah, dude, we did that. Did go we? Go back 2 episodes. Ago, and we totally went through that.
Oh, I just reintroduced myself. I thought,
oh, we're not going from square one.
Season 2, buddy. Season
right,
2.
Season 2. Oh.
I'm
okay.
good.
Oh, dude, you know what? I forgot about the Lego. All right, more news. Little more news. Lego Marvel.
Lego Marvel, yes.
Has a, check it out on your Xbox dashboard. I saw it today.
Thank God. That's so cool.
It looks great. Right now, they're just showing the Bruisers for some reason. They show Hulk, Thing, Colossus, the Juggernaut.
Now, on top of this, have you heard about the movie, too?
Lego Marvel, the movie?
Lego, the movie.
Oh, Lego, the movie. No.
Isn't that starring Adam Sandler?
No.
He's in one of those.
He might be in there. But what makes me excited about
it. He is great.
What makes me excited about it is that they're Roger Rabbiting it. It's cross promotion. You got DC guys, you got Marvel guys, you got Harry Potter guys, you got Lord of the Ring guys.
Oh,
all in this movie.
You know, that movie, when I was a kid, it totally, like, blew my mind. in future.
Roger Rabbit?
No, I'm saying it totally blew my mind in the future. Like,
I have no idea what movie you're talking about.
Roger Rabbit.
Okay.
What movie do you think I'm talking about?
Is this relevant to video?
Yeah, I'm saying like it totally blew my mind that we're like, I had no idea that after going after that, like, why wouldn't they use these characters in other things? That was a special movie because everyone was like, all right, everyone's Warner Brothers, Disney,
that was like a holdout thing. They were just like, all right, well, Bugs is going to be in here. Like they called up Walt and they were like, yo, Bugs is going to be
in here. Was he alive at that point?
I don't know. And he's like, hey, guess what? Bugs is going to be this. You down? And they're like, oh, yeah, Bugs is going to be in. And then they called up Mel Blanc or whatever, and they were just like, hey, Mickey's going in there. Oh, then you know I'm down. I'm in, folks.
The point that I was getting at is with this movie coming out, they just pull from whatever licenses they own. So Lego owns all these licenses. So
Star Wars.
Batman, Star Wars.
They got everybody.
Lord of the Rings.
And those games are always crazy fun. So I'm really looking forward to this.
The Marvel game, from what little I saw the lizard tearing up the X-Mansion.
That's awesome.
It was cool.
This is going to be like 200
It's the whole
characters.
Universe?
The whole universe, it looks like. I saw Deadpool running around, Lego Deadpool.
Lego Deadpool.
You guys should be excited.
Yeah.
I saw Lego Hulk split his pants. It was fun.
I get so excited.
It was fun.
Recently playing that Lego Lord of the Rings. Okay. They can make
Did you finish that?
Yeah.
Can I borrow that?
Yeah, totally.
All right, nice.
They make Lord of the Rings super funny. They can make anything super funny.
It gets a tiny bit repetitive gameplay-wise.
Gameplay-wise, it can, but they do unique enough things.
The cutscenes are good enough in these games to really keep you going.
That's one of those things that like, every time you look at the stupid cutscenes, you just laugh because it's fucking Legos.
Yeah.
I
know what you're getting at here.
The Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see it on YouTube? If you haven't checked that, check it out right now. Is Breaking Bad Legos. And, like, it's so funny. It's like Walter White's cooking up meth, and they're using... I don't know how they did it. They made the Breaking Bad Lego, like, art. Like,
yeah. It's the Lego version game of Breaking Bad. So you got to build the camper and shit.
Nice.
You got to cook. It's really funny and well done. Whoever did it was...
It was really good.
Spot on.
All right. So anyway, I guess we're done with the news, right?
That's enough news.
Yeah, that's a lot of news.
All right. Unless anyone wants to hear Back in Time.
Please.
No, I don't have it. All right. So now we're going to take the test. Okay. I enjoyed making this, and to celebrate the new soundboard, it's going to be an audio test.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Test your might.
And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bryson's ass so hard.
This is only a test.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Remix.
You got a career in this somewhere.
I know. I just don't get paid for it. So, anyway, this is going to be in honor of all the new systems coming out. I decided that it would be fun to and the tests from now on for everyone who was a fan of season one are only going to be 5 questions because every once in a while, I mean, there were no rhyme or reason on why I had as many questions, and they went on too long sometimes.
Yeah,
just too long.
Short and sweet.
Right. So, in celebration of the new systems, I got the startup noises of different systems in the past.
All right.
Do you get what I'm going with?
Yeah, I get it.
Yep.
All right. So, we're going to hit the first one. And if you get it right, of course, you're going to hear this. Get it wrong, unfortunately. Okay?
I got you.
Is everyone cool with this?
Mm-hmm.
All ready.
All right, gents, first one. It's a hand raise system, by the way.
It's a what?
Hand raise system.
All right. I know. All right.
Max Barracuda.
I believe that's PlayStation.
PlayStation
2.
One.
Oh, are you?
Oh, well, my bad, dude. My bad. John Jack.
Well,
I'll give it to him for PlayStation. I'll give it to him for PlayStation.
Who, him?
Yeah.
I got double dicked right there. You fucking. Not only should he not get the point.
He threw me off with that PlayStation.
You said that.
Nah, it was PS1. It was actually PS1.
That's what I meant. It was actually PS1. Then he threw me for a loop with that follow-up.
He said PlayStation.
So?
So he gets,
it was PlayStation.
I shouldn't have asked him. I should have assumed he... If it would have been PS2, he would have said PS2. My bad.
I panicked when he did that. All
right. Max gets the point. I apologize. The test section is off to a great start. All right. Next noise. Max Barracuda.
Is that Game Boy?
It was the original Game Boy.
Whoop, whoop.
Max has two. Third, Giant Shock. I know for a fact you know this one.
Dreamcast.
It's not a good strategy.
Right. Keep on going.
I know. I don't know this one at all.
I played this system with you years and years. Max.
It's the GameCube.
It's the GameCube. We played that wrestling game over and over and over.
Can I have my... There we go.
Oh, no, dude. You're totally on fire now.
Coltrane.
You get three in a row and it's... Anyway, next one.
It's 360.
Giant Shock?
360.
You got it, brother.
You always got a call on you, dude.
You got it, brother. So, and the last one, which I will be very impressed if anyone gets.
What? Oh, he knows it.
Giant Shock?
Jaguar.
You idiot! All
right, what is it?
Can I hear it again?
No, I have it on loop. I mean, you can totally hear it again. You want to hear it again?
Yeah. Oh, we got to rewind.
My bad.
Booyah. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing.
Almost. It's the Ooyah. It actually says it in the name. I was hoping you guys get it. It's a new system that runs on the it's only $100. It runs on the Android.
Oh, it's a modern thing.
System. It's totally a modern
thing. I was about to guess TurboGrafx-16.
It's a modern thing that nobody cares about. It just came out.
What system is that?
It's called the Ooyah.
Fucking, what are you talking about,
Ooyah? It was Android's attempt to market before the Steam Box came out.
What the fuck's a Steam Box?
Good thing you're on a video game show, bro.
Right. What the fuck are these things?
You like Madden. That's cool.
I don't even like Madden.
I don't know. Anyway, Max wins the test. It's just for the Android system. It's like if Apple came out with a system.
I got
but you.
But
you can play on
it. Where they sell it? Like where they advertise for it? Who games are on it? Like who fucking knows about it?
That was the point, man. It's a very unsuccessful system.
The guy sounded a flyer, a fucking emo blast, something. you get muted.
All right, turn it back off. We're going on to a different section. This is a new section that I'm really excited about. We didn't have it last season. And we show a little indie game love. I got the idea from the movie Indie Game, which we all saw and we all loved.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good movie.
Yeah, here we go.
Very creative cutting, man.
I just went into my iPod at that point. I couldn't come up with anything that would hit the indie game.
You had a couple songs that said the word indie and game. Now that's impressive,
right? The Alanis Morissette one was a cheat. All right. So, in regards to this movie that I loved, everybody should go see Indie Game's a movie
on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. I'm gonna go into Meat Boy, which the game was about.
Meat Boy is one of the greatest and hardest games I think I've ever played in my life.
Everyone should go pick it up.
It's very simple, man. Like, it's each level maybe takes like 10 to 20 seconds to beat.
If you do it right.
If you can figure out.
Otherwise, it takes between 10
and 20
hours.
I mean, let's be honest. He totally looks like Meatwad from
with arms.
No,
and legs.
No, no. He's got little arms and legs. He looks like he looks more like Domokan.
Yeah, he's a little
boxy. Meatwad's round. He's not round at all. And he's got a little girl, Band-Aid girl, fetus.
Dr. Fetus.
And I just thought, like, okay, the characters are interesting, but the story of the game was just so funny, where it's basically Dr. Fetus steals your girl, and you just on a way to get back to her, right? And they take so many parts of other video games, like the beginning Street Fighter.
Let me help you out here.
Yeah,
it's filled with homages to games past.
Okay.
And it's a simple platformer with a lot of peril and danger, like spinning blades, falling items. And
you have to have a lot of dexterity to do that.
Your hands will hurt.
And it's on both systems at this point. It's Xbox and
it went on a PS3?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it? At the end of that game, you could balance a pin on your finger.
Don't quote me, but I believe it was free at one point with the Xbox Gold subscription. I don't remember.
Are you sure it's on PS3?
Yeah. Right. It's definitely on PS3. Yeah, I mean,
it's been out for a while now. So if you don't know it,
everything from the soundtrack to the graphics to the gameplay is just one. Like, you know, what's crazy? Like, you could have made a game like that back when we were kids, and they just never made a game that good.
Fun fact about the game: if you play the PC or Mac version, when you have the character select screen, you could type in your name. If you type in the word pedophile, PETA, as in PETA file, you get a special hidden character named Tofu Boy. Who can't jump, who can't run, who just sucks. And the reason they did this was that PETA protested Super Meat Boy.
Because he's meat.
And they made a Flash game called Super Tofu Boy. So they put it in the game. It's kind of a fuck you to PETA. I always found that fun.
They just shut the fuck up, man. Like, for real. It's a video game about a meat.
If anyone,
a ball of meat.
Anyone listening couldn't figure it out already, I did see the movie. I did love the movie. I didn't play the game, shamefully enough. So I've been letting these two carry it. The indie game that I usually play, and normally I'm going to go into an indie game. I'm going to show a little indie game love for a weekly game, whatever weekly featured game is on the Xbox.
On the dash.
I really just came out with this system, this section today, and I was like really in love with it. So I'm just going to go into the indie game that I play the most, and that is Fire Pro Wrestling.
Oh, that game is awesome.
It's great, right?
Are you talking about the one on Xbox or the one...
On Xbox.
Is that the one with the avatars?
Yeah.
Well, I know. I used to play the original Fire Pro Wrestlings. Mm-hmm. They're Japanese imports, and right. They were by far the best wrestling game.
No, well, with the avatars now, I get to be you get to be your avatar. It plays a lot like WCW versus the World from N64.
Mm-hmm.
You get to create all your moves.
You get your taunt, everything.
Super special moves.
And you just play as your Xbox avatar?
Yeah.
I love it.
But you can give him different outfits.
Like Lucha Libre outfits. And
I don't. I just keep my shit.
Your avatar always looks just like you. So
I know. I got lucky. Only one that looks more like him is Giants over there. He does look
just
like
me.
It's like you just took a picture and zapped it.
If you ever got sucked into a video game.
You got Tron'd, dude, right?
That would what I'd be looking like.
I don't know how Microsoft knew to give you every feature that's on your face, but they managed to do it.
Right.
It was.
You were obviously walking right past the right dude at the right time.
Yeah, man. Those Fire Pro Wrestling games, they go way back, and just the game mechanics are so fun. And when they added it to the avatars, mm-hmm. It's kind of. I like it. I don't like because I like the fact that I like about the Fire Pro Wrestling is that you can make a million characters, and this is you kind of just using your avatar more or less.
Mm-hmm.
But the gameplays are so fun on that.
It's a great game, dude.
Yeah. I'm looking at screenshots.
I think it was like $4,
awesome.
Right?
I forget how much I paid for it. It wasn't that much. I didn't know you had it.
I'll play you any day, man. I play it.
It's a lot of fun.
This looks awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get this.
Anyway, next week we're going to start doing demo of the week also. Just so everybody knows, I played the demo that was out on the dashboard this week. I don't have a soundboard for it, but... in honor of Pacific Rim, which we all did a big movie review of, if anyone wants to go on the Paint It Black podcast,
damn sure.
Go on Podbean, check us out at A Squad, and we are connected to the Paint It Black
network.
Podcast.
It's the same universe.
Right. Well, anyway, I was on their spoiler alert for a movie review for Pac Rim.
Excellent. Pacific
and we loved Rim. It. The game, eh.
Yeah.
How's the gameplay?
I haven't heard good things.
How's the gameplay?
I was expecting War of the Monsters, which, like I said, is my favorite fighting game. The only board you get to play is Gypsy Danger versus Knifehead.
The first one?
Yeah, in Alaska. But you're halfway obscured in the water. I don't know if when you fight in Tokyo or whatever.
I imagine the cooler boards is when you're fighting on land and, you know, you're fighting through the city of Beijing
was getting
or something.
Destroyed.
I'm looking at screenshots. You can go to Tokyo and fight all
Was anything getting any buildings getting destroyed?
It's hard to tell from simple screenshots here, but it looks like they have a whole bunch of different kaiju.
It wasn't that fun.
Looks like you could be a whole bunch of different Jaegers.
Wasn't that fun.
The gameplay itself wasn't that good?
No, it just...
Do you know the maker of it?
Oh, wait, there's Bladehead getting knocked through a building. They exist.
It's no War of the Monsters. Anyone who wants a real fighting game...
You're talking King of the Monsters.
No, I'm talking War of the Monsters.
Oh, wasn't that in the
same... It was a free roam, like... That's my favorite fighting game genre, by the way. Like the Power Stone, War of the Monsters,
Marvel Nemesis.
Where you can
use the environment.
Yeah, War of the Monsters was definitely the most... It was almost like a Rampage... King of Monsters fighter.
Rampage was a lot of fun, but that
got
competitive.
But you could climb up buildings in War of the Monsters to get away from somebody. It was an incredible game. Anyway, yeah, that was the demo of the week. I know that was kind of a weak one. Pacific Rim, don't get it. I don't know what else
to
say.
But see the movie.
Incredible.
Definitely.
All right, now we're going to go into Old School Game of the Week.
Old School Game of the Week. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
Old school like the old school. That's old school.
Does anyone else hear that?
I hear.
It's nice, right? Do you remember what game I'm talking about?
Is it Earthworm Jim?
You know it. Earthworm Jim, man. Anyone who listened to season one knows that we went around the table and named different games. We're not doing that anymore. We're all going to just harp on the same game. We're going to get on the same page because I feel like we were just kind of glossing over really, really good games.
And it got hard to come up with one every week.
Right. Plus, it got hard.
Well, I mean, we did like so many shows. Times like three or four people, it was, you know, we had like over 100 something games we fucking threw
right
out
right but what I'm saying is it was towards the end of the podcast, we always just kind of glossed over to just try and get to the next guy. Earthworm Jim, I know we all loved it.
Hell yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was a great game. It was funny. It was like one of the first games I started like really laughing about when I was playing.
Yeah,
seriously, it's good to bring this up when we're talking about like Deadpool and games being funny. This was one that was like off the wall weird when we were kids.
Had a great cartoon show. Had all
the
action figures.
So
Earthworm Jim.
Now, I'll give a respect dollar to anybody who can name like five characters from Earthworm Jim.
Who was the crow? It was, oh my god, it was like Psycho Crow?
Psycho. Psycho being one.
Peter Puppy.
Pete the Puppy.
The cow.
The cow doesn't count.
Oh, why not?
Princess What's Her Name?
Princess What's Her Name? You got two more?
Jim.
Earthworm Jim. One more.
And, what was the goldfish's name? Damn it.
Oh, man. You
got half of it just by saying goldfish.
Right. And the cat.
Oh, my God. Fucking. All
right. I'm just going
to. We all love it. They're iconic characters. Iconic characters.
The rest of the ones you missed. Bob, the killer goldfish.
Right.
Evil, the cat. Then, of course, you had Queen Slug for a butt was the major, like, big bad.
Villain.
Then there was Professor Monkey for a head, Major Mucus.
Monkey for a head.
Yeah.
These were all very iconic characters
just
in their own
the
right.
Names of these alone just illustrates how weird this game was.
Right.
I just remember, like, the right off the bat, like, he came on the screen and was like, Groovy! And I was like, yeah, man, that is the
Groovy!
Fucking shit.
Groovy!
Yes.
And because I was a huge fan of, Evil Dead and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, cool, man. He's taking some of the shit from that.
Yeah. Favorite board in any of the games?
Oh, good. There was one in Earthworm Jim 2 that was the weirdest board I've ever played in a game to this day. Where you turn into a newt for some reason, or a gecko, and you have to slime your way through the inside of something's body while Moonlight
oh,
Sonata
my God,
plays.
That was gross.
What the fuck was that? And why did it exist? Runner up to that is the Evil Goldfish board. Bob.
Oh, where you're
goldfish.
Riding the hamster?
Yeah, where you go through the whole thing. He's got the big cats that fuck you up and everything. And then you get to the end. It's like boss battle. And then you just bump into him and the little bowl falls over.
Yeah. I always like that. They did that in Spider-Man when he eventually fought Mysterio.
And you just knock his head
off.
You
just punch him right in his face. Yeah. And down.
I don't have a particularly favorite board, but I love some of the animations where, like, you had a couple boards where he was, like, free-falling and stuff like that. And he had, like,
it's not a problem.
Yeah, and
it's not a problem. You were facing that was the mucus or whatever.
The bungee jump board.
And yep. His little fucking worm head was like flapping in the breeze and shit. Like, that just made me laugh all the time.
You know what
time.
I always hated was the boards where you had to keep bouncing the puppies off the pillows or Pete the puppy would start mauling you.
Oh my god, that was annoying.
That was in the second one. That was in the first one.
Two was pretty innovative.
I gotta say, my least favorite boards were when you didn't have the suit. Like when you had to do the conveyor belts and you're like the little...
Oh, you were like crawling through shit.
Yeah, that shit sucked, man.
I always hated the boards where I had to be pretty precise with my jumps. I had to whip my fucking worm out like a little hook. That was just annoying.
That was the first board, the junkyard.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like boards, like any boards like that. Like,
mm-hmm. Where you had like, some precision. A lot of that in hell.
What about those giant cats?
Yeah, the goldfish board.
Yeah, on the goldfish board. Or that, oh my god, that submarine. I don't know anybody who got through that submarine without a crack.
Now, how many games do you think the series had?
Wasn't it only two?
Three.
Four.
Are you including a handheld version?
Oh, it's Earthworm Jim 64, right?
Are you including a handheld version
of
the original?
I'll tell you right now. There was Earthworm Jim 93. Earthworm Jim 2 was 95. Oh, Earthworm Jim 3D for the 64.
Yes, we all played.
That was 97. And then came Earthworm Jim Menace to the Galaxy in 99, which was a tremendous flop.
I never played that.
Was it 64?
Well, 99, you got to imagine. It was probably
64
like
or
64
handheld.
PlayStation.
Well, basically, I'm going to ask you, was it a handheld or was it a 64?
It wasn't a handheld. All right. It was just a completely different creative team, and it got panned. They said it wasn't even fun or funny like the originals.
Who was the original team? Shiny. It was Shiny, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Shiny Entertainment.
Yeah.
They announced an Earthworm Jim 4 back in 08, but it never got off the ground.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. That was when they came out with the new high-def Earthworm Jim 1, which I did pick up on Xbox.
The arcade, yeah.
Yeah. They have a very hard achievement. It's get through the entire board without the entire game without dying.
Fuck that. In
that's
game?
That's fucking hard.
Yeah,
dude.
I did.
You're gonna die.
One
of
the harder ones. I actually am ashamed to say I didn't get it.
There's no way you're gonna get that.
I don't know, man.
It's just too fucking rough.
Nah, I could never pull it off.
Without dying one time?
I blew up constantly. I get killed. Yeah. You die so easy, you run out of ammo so easy. But that was half the charm of the game, was that you didn't mind, you just kept going.
Definitely.
Right. You just had to see what was around the next corner, which was anything at that point.
Yeah.
I really miss games like this that are just like super, super creative.
Unique. Interesting.
For no reason. Yeah. You know, it seems like back when I was a kid, I didn't care why the Battletoads were the Battletoads. They were just the Battletoads.
And who cared why their arms turned into giant hammers and
giant boot? Or why a regular shoeless toad turned into this giant boot when you were kicking that dude up?
I like the style, like at least the art style of the game, where like it was just kind of different, like than everything else at the time. Like I even the little things you collected, like the little like what are they, neutron.
Yeah, it was kind of like atoms. Almost like a shell, cell shading meets a little bit of the 3D that they used to try back then.
And it had kind of a gritty comic style to it, also.
It did.
You can't really overlook it. It was so bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, you can compare it a little bit to the. I love this song. Anyway, you can compare it a little bit. The only other art style that I can say came close was Comic Zone, which was, of course, a comic book.
Comic
style.
Books was a cool presentation.
Comic Zone.
Comic.
That was one of the hardest games I ever played, though.
Yeah.
The presentation was cool in the game, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Sketch Turner? That's a cool name.
That's my nickname in grade school.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think this season one bust up was a big success.
Our season Anybody? Premiere?
Season premiere? Check it out. We're on right after Dexter on Showtime. Season premiere.
Wow, that'd be a good lead-in.
I know.
Last season.
Or if Dexter was listening to us.
Michael C. Hall.
Mm-hmm.
My dark passenger likes playing games.
All right, anyway.
Earthworm Jim's one of my favorites.
Anyone who wants to hit us up on Twitter. I know Twitter doesn't seem to be as popular anymore, so hit us up on Facebook, and we're good for a couple...
Like Facebook's getting real popular.
A couple memes a day.
I love the Facebook page.
Couple memes a day. You can hit us up on asquadgamers at Gmail?
At yahoo.com?
Yahoo.com, asquadgamers, yahoo.com. Write us anything and we'll talk about it. If you want Max Barracuda's personal cell phone number?
It's 555.
He loves dick pics. Anyway.
Or you could just listen to me on Paint It Black.
Right. Listen to Max Barracuda on Paint It Black podcast, and we will definitely be at Comic-Con.
We are
What was it?
We're booked.
Yeah.
Right.
Was it the 10th through the 13th?
The weekend of October 10th.
Yeah.
Your birthday. You should remember
that. No, I'm saying, is it starting 10th? Or the
10th would be that Thursday.
Right. And if anyone can answer the podcast question of the week, which is, are we going to get press passes for the video game at Comic-Con, or do we not count?
You can just apply for those.
I can't answer that right now.
I've actually... While applying to Comic-Con, I've learned a lot of different things, and you just could apply for a press pass. You don't need to be like a legitimate media.
All right, because I heard if I apply for a press pass for the Arkham games, we can get cool holograms from them. Swag. And skip the line.
Well, yeah, as long as you have like a pass above like a regular four-day pass, you can skip every line. Like,
nice.
As you saw last year, when we walked in, we didn't even have the real 4-day passes, like the real like exhibitor passes, and I was like, hey, he's with me.
Yeah. As long as you know one person. Oh, by the way, if anyone wants to get into Comic-Con, we have exhibitor passes.
True. All
right. So, yeah, that was a rousing success.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll see you guys online.
You still don't have a sign-off, do you?
I don't have a sign-off.
Don't steal mine again.
All right, so is that it? Is that the famous?
Yeah, turn off the console behind you.